The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Good morning. Good morning. To one, to all. Whoo. As the kids say, your boy is struggling today.
Are you?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
You're tired.
Yeah, and one of my eyes is all bloodshot. It looks like I'm about to bleed to death out of my eye.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And is it itchy or just red?
No, it's just red. I always say that. I haven't been sleeping much, but I never sleep much. So, I don't know. Sometimes it's just worse than others.
Yeah.
But my nose has been running a little bit. I was saying, I bet Lindsay done got me sick.
Yeah. It was me. You have what I have for sure.
Is that how it started?
Yeah.
Like your nose just like, feel like it's running.
Yep.
I got to try to catch it.
You got to catch it.
Yeah, because it's been running.
Well, and I was feeling so much better yesterday, but today I feel worse. Like last night, it's like in my chest now, you know? So,
yeah.
Anyway, got to go get that good stuff, you know?
Say it with your chest.
That's right. Lindsay, are you a good patient? Like, does your husband take care of you?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
No, you're not a good patient, or no, your husband doesn't take care of you?
I'm not a patient at all for anybody in this house. I am the nurse, the doctor, the PA, and the med student. I'm everybody. Mm. I'm not trying to just say that. I'm just never. Nobody caters me. Get up, I do what I have to do for the day, and I go to bed, whether I feel like crap or not.
There you go.
And you know what? Mad about it now that we're talking about it. No, I'm just kidding. It's just how it's what it is. My mom always said, you're not going to get a day off. She told me that whenever I had D, because I was like, this is so hard. She's like, just buckle up. This is it. Like, you're a mother. You're the provider. You're the, you know, so.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But not in a, she wasn't saying that in like a bad way, just like toughen up, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because I mean, it's not being a martyr is not for the weak.
She wasn't saying that though. She would really like my whole life. She had a full-time job, no babysitters, like, you know, just did what she had to do. And that's how she was raised. Right. So it's just like
she wouldn't know how to act if she had, even though you're constantly on the go with two little kids, if she had the access to people to help her out like you do.
And wouldn't even dream of it. That's the weird thing. Like, I know a lot of people, and I'm not judging them. Listen, if you have an au pair or whatever, good for my neighbor does, it's excellent, you know, but it's, she couldn't fathom it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing I have against people with au pairs is that they refer to them as au pairs.
Yeah, that could be it.
They're babysitters or nannies.
Yeah.
Au pair. And come, get out. It's just like people who pronounce the name of the country France. Yeah. France. We call it France.
Or croissant.
It's the Tour de France.
Yeah.
I was well into adulthood before I ever heard the phrase au pair.
Really?
Yeah.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
But they're live-in nannies is what it is.
That's what nannies used to be.
Yeah.
They're either nannies or babysitters. Babysitters go home.
Right.
Nannies don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, either way, spoiled Lindsay. That's it.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Regan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
You know, I have really stepped into some self-reflection here. When it comes to my indecisiveness, and it's always been that way whenever it comes to buying something. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not an impulse buyer at all, unless it's, you know, I'm at the convenience store and I decide I'm going to get some jerky.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I need a couple of things. I mean, I have to have these things for work. One of which is just, it's a little cord that, that is used as an extension on my headphone things here. I need one of those. And I need a backdrop,
yeah,
you know, switch out here for the camera. So I'm on Amazon and I am just poring over these things, trying to make sure I make the right decision. And we're not talking about expensive things. Yeah. The backdrop that I'm getting is probably not going to be more than $20. This is going to be cheap. And the little headphone extension thing, you can get two of them for $9.99.
Yeah.
But I've been laboring over this decision because I want to get the, oh, that's a cool color headphone extension. Nobody's even going to see it. What do I care?
Yeah.
And okay. So, you know, I need a 3 foot one is the smallest I can get on that. Hold on. All right. Let me put that in the cart and then I'll come back and I'll look some more. And so I put all these things in the cart so then I can narrow it down. It's like I'm trying to find a new house.
Yeah.
You know, or a new car.
I'm the same way on Amazon. And because everything I'm getting is like cheap or for the kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
I'm just saying, you don't want to make the wrong decision, because when you're buying online, you're having to decide for two reasons. One, you don't know what it's like until it gets there, right? So that's part of the pressure. And then the other thing is, if it gets there and it's not what you want, then you got to go send it back and do all of that. Whereas if you're in a store, you can look and go back and forth and go, okay, I'm taking this one because I see that this is what I want.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what it is.
It's got to be. And the backdrop is big to send back, right? Is it harder to send that back?
Well, that other one we had that looked exactly like, I mean, it was so realistic that it looked like I was sitting in a mansion. They wouldn't take it back. Jody said, I looked everywhere to try to send that thing back and they wouldn't take it. Somehow, I don't know. I didn't question it a whole lot. Because then I didn't want to say, well, you get in there and do it.
Some companies don't, I guess, on Amazon, they don't take back, but I don't know. It's tricky.
Yeah. But so what I'm saying is that I'm another day behind here with the backdrop, and I have a headphone extension it looks to be at least 51 feet long on a tiny desk. And I've just got, you know, I've got it bunched up where it's not as long. So then it just makes a big ball, a heavy ball of cable in the middle that I, you know, it's just like, it's these little things.
It'll be perfect if you want to do your show from Pittsburgh or something.
Yeah.
If I want to be able to hear y'all while I'm on the moon.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Just a giddy today.
I'm feeling giddy too, because there's a great story in the news and I love it. And it's being reported all over the place. They say that the four guys in NSYNC, that's the four, not including Justin Timberlake, want to do a reunion tour ahead of their 30th year anniversary. And apparently the deal that's on the table is that the four of them could do a reunion tour all in arenas. AEG, the concert promoter, believes that the four of them could sell out an arena tour. They say the other option, and this is all scheduled to start in 2026 sometime, they say if they can convince Justin Timberlake to rejoin, then they're going to do less dates, but in stadiums across the world. Would you go see NSYNC without Justin Timberlake is the first question.
I wouldn't.
I would not either.
And the reason I say that is because I used to love the rock band Journey.
Yeah.
And I would not go see Journey without lead singer Steve Perry. even though the guy that they have now that tours with them and everything is supposedly really, really good.
Yeah. It sounds just like him too, right?
Yeah. And I wouldn't go see Queen with, what's his name from American Idol, Adam Lambert, even though he's really, really good.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't see NSYNC without Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. I want them all to be there, no matter who it is. Like TJ's, like I just want them to be together.
I wouldn't go see the Backstreet Boys without AJ.
Really?
I get that. I feel that.
They say that the Backstreet Boys were part of what's making this tour a possibility. They say they've seen the success of the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere in Las Vegas, and they said demand is at an all-time high for a reunion of NSYNC, and the guys from NSYNC know this. But they're also eager to make a couple bucks. So they're like, hey, listen, we'll take that arena tour. If Justin doesn't want to come on board, they're still trying to make a dollar. Can't blame them.
Well, I'll tell you what they need to do.
Okay.
They need to do what the Backstreet Boys did that gave them a little bit of a boost when it came to, you know, putting them back out in front and getting people interested in them again. They need to go perform with a country singer somewhere and get a big bunch of attention. You remember Backstreet Boys came on stage at the Country Music Awards show with that Florida Georgia Line? Even though I didn't like Florida Georgia Line, but they brought Backstreet Boys out there and they tore it up in that Country Music Awards show. And then from there, everybody was like, we want more Backstreet Boys. We miss them.
That's what it took, sort of a big on stage moment with another huge artist. And kind of reinvigorates people. That makes sense.
Not just a huge artist, country is the biggest thing right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I get that. You know what the world needs right now though is we need to unite with old school music. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the world needs a lot of things, but
yeah, fun pop music is always great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that anymore.
No.
Yeah, it's a little depressing. By the way, is Florida Georgia Line still a thing? Like, they're still rocking?
No.
Oh, no.
I think they broke up. It was a duet, and one of them's a liberal, and the other one's not. And I think it finally got to them.
I bet it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I don't know if y'all are wondering, Riggins, Lindsay, why I keep laughing to myself as we're coming back on the air and stuff. And I haven't said anything. I'm just laughing. I did something the other day and I forgot to tell y'all about it. And I remembered, I talked about it on my political show the other night. And this isn't, it is political, but calm down. I'm not getting into any type of analysis or anything. I just want to tell you something stupid that I did, but I think it's really funny. Don Lemon, who used to be a CNN anchor/host, and he got canned and means, but everybody knows who Don Lemon is. Well, he's trying to make it as a podcaster and digital person now. And so he's doing all of these things, saying all these outlandish things. And podcasters now do what used to be referred to when it was just radio people as, you know, when you hear about shock jocks, shock jocks would just, you know, they would do things so outlandish and it would shock people and then it would draw attention to them. And then people would go, let me check this out, see what it's all about. Well, that's what a lot of people do trying to make a name for themselves in the podcast world and to get followers and all. And I suspect that's what Don Lemon is doing now. But he posted a video the other day and I commented on it because I've been kind of like just trolling him a little bit because I think Don Lemon's funny.
I love when TJ trolls.
Okay. So he did this thing. He was talking about, you know, the opposite of what I believe politically and whatnot. He was saying all these outlandish things. And I just commented, ha ha, you're such a lying clown. And then I put, by the way, you're getting fat.
You dug deep there and I like it. I like it. You dig deep.
Because he is in no way getting fat.
He's not. Is he skinny again?
He looks great. He does. He looks great. You know, he's got I suspect is, you know, got a little Botox going. He's great shape. The whole thing. He's gay. And that's why I said it, because if he were fat, it wouldn't hit like that.
Right. Let me look
the other night. If he then returned fire and said, well, you're calling me fat. Look, you're fat. That wouldn't be as much of a dig, because I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
You know, everybody says that about me. But when you are really conscious about making sure that you're, you know, you work hard to make sure that you're not fat, which he's not.
Yeah.
He's a lot of things, but he's not fat. Then that little dig may get in your head.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I mean, if you want to play psychological games, you know, you say that to a woman, you know, everybody knows you don't mention a woman's weight. You're trying to joke on her about her weight. And a gay guy that really takes care of himself and stays fit. He's like, what do you mean? Am I getting fat?
Yeah. That comment's going to hit.
Yeah. And if I said you are fat, then that wouldn't have worked either. Cause he would have just said, no, I'm not. He's just saying I'm not fat, but you're getting fat.
Yeah. That makes you second guess everything. Like, are my pants too tight? Yes, they are. Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah. That would stand out to him.
And his publicist is like, okay, we got a comment. You're getting fat.
I'm surprised they left it up. I figured that his people would have taken that down, but yeah, it's just a little fun.
I love it.
Patty fun.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Blah, 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 blah. I keep looking at Riggins and his little home studio there, and I just can't help but want to request that he grab one of those guitars and play for us.
Let's do that.
Play a singum, Riggins.
Maybe. Oh, I could. I would love to do that. I wish I was better at that.
You can't play gospel music?
No, no. Although there are some songs I would love to learn, like In the Garden, I think is a great one. Yeah. There's a lot of them. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I've never taken the time to learn them, but that would be so cool, I think.
You know what I think you could play, though?
Hmm.
I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. I bet you could do that one.
Yeah, they're not complicated songs to learn. But yeah, you just got to find the right versions of them and all that.
You see, I'm a Southern gospel person. I don't like contemporary Christian music.
Yeah.
I don't like Christian music should be led by a pianner and not an acoustic guitar.
Totally agree.
The pianner should always be the lead. I've gone through this many, many times. I've been on this stump preaching to y'all.
Yep.
There's some gospel singer, younger woman that Jody loves, and she's probably the most popular. I just can't think of her name, but she's really, really good. So I like some of that kind of stuff. But for the most part, if I'm in a church house, I want stained glass windows.
Yes.
I want a pew. Sure. I don't want to be sitting in no lazy boy or no office chair. In the Lord's house, and I want the music to be brought with a piano on the lead.
Yeah.
A piano and an organ.
Yeah. Hey. God, I haven't sat in a pew in a while, and they are not comfortable. I do recall that.
You know why? Because what Jesus went through wasn't comfortable.
Right. That's true. That's true.
That's exactly right.
I'd always be like, Mom, my butt hurts.
I also don't think that you ought to have to feel like you're driving up to a Friday night football game to get in the parking lot of your church house with the police out there directing traffic and whatnot.
True.
It's totally true. And they all have that. All those huge churches have the cops in the road directing traffic. I said, why can't these churches figure out a stoplight situation?
You know what? That reminds me, I came up with a monologue kind of thing about non-denominational churches along these lines, and that's why it sounded familiar to me. And I never did it. I never put it together and did it as a bit, as we call it on the radio. I may have to do that. I have to revisit it.
Yeah,
sure.
It's so relatable. You know, my comedy is observational.
Sure.
My comedy stylings.
Did you do you remember it, or do you have it somewhere?
I just have to put it together. I mean, some of it's coming to me now as we're talking, the things that I've always thought of when it comes to that, the observations I've made about.
Yeah.
Because when, you know, when Jody and I go to a church, it's a non-denomination church that we go to.
Sure.
And then the one that we watch every Sunday, and then Jody studies her Bible class through his teachings and all, it's a non-denomination. Mm-hmm. It's called Cornerstone Chapel in Virginia. Pastor Gary Hamrick. Oh, he's good now. He is good. Mm. He's going to be right there under the Graham family with popularity and all soon. Ooh. Yeah, got two boys that also preach in the church, just like the Gemstones.
Love that.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Now, we've always had a rule on this show, whether it's this version of the show, the TJ and Riggins Show, or whether it was the old version of the show called the Ace and TJ Show. We don't come to you and ask you for things if we don't really need it. Okay, so we always made a point to know that you're such a kind and warm audience that we don't want to be coming to you constantly and saying, we need this, or can you help out with that? And so when we do, you know that we really need it. So if you could please go to tjriggins.com and like and subscribe to all of the things that we have up there, the social medias and everything. That would help us out a lot. And that's not just a, you know, silly way to get into trying to get you to go like our stuff. I mean, it would, we're in the business now that would help us. And that doesn't cost you anything, but if you want to get signed up for our subscription services, you can do that as well and get extra content every day that, that poor people don't get.
That's right.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it does. It helps us if you would do that. So if you're a member of TJ Riggins Prime Plus, you get the extra, extra funny segment every day, which is a podcast that we all do that couldn't be aired on the regular radio. And you also get the you know, commercial free versions of our shows and podcasts. And Riggins has a new feature on there called what?
Now Trending Plus.
Now Trending Plus.
Yeah. Some of the stories we didn't have time to cover during the show, I get to cover them during Now Trending Plus.
Mm-hmm. And then there's extra material there from Lindsay telling you even more about how hard her life is.
That is true. Actually, I get on my soapbox and I'm like, girl, so you got to check it out. Love it.
That's a yoke. But just tjriggins.com. You can even use tjriggins.com, the website, the webinar, as an app. It works that way. And that's why we need you to go do all this other stuff, because we've put some money into, you know, high tech things. And we put the money into it before we had the money. So,
right.
I'm not a good businessman. I'm going to tell you that right now. I am not a good businessman. I never claimed to be a good, as a matter of fact, I claim the opposite. Don't give me any kind of business stuff to do. I'm not good at it, but you know, kind of forced into the situation. Now, our dearly departed brother Ace, he, bless his heart, he thought he was really good at business. Yeah. Loved playing part of a businessman.
Sure.
And that was the difference between the two of us. He was better at business stuff than I am, but still, I mean, you know, he was no Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, you know.
Yeah. No way.
But I admitted that I wasn't. He didn't even bless his heart.
Yeah, he fancied himself a businessman.
Yeah, right.
I remember when I got hired, you both were like, okay, so we're not businessmen. When I asked about, like, I don't know, pay or something. Now, we're not businessmen, so we just want to let you know. I said
that. He would have never said that.
I don't know. He didn't say it. Let me
crunch the numbers. I'll get back with you on that.
Yeah.
We're meeting with the board today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah, now trending, top story. TJ almost did the entire show in a sleep shirt.
Oh,
yeah, I got up this morning and I just put on an old raggedy, like, pajama type t-shirt that I had on before I went to bed. I'm sitting in here doing my work and I go, oh, look, oh, it's time to go on the air. And I look up and I'm still wearing that. So I had to run and change clothes real quick.
Cause you were like, hang on, I'll be right back. We were like, what?
Yeah.
Do you always
make it for the start of the show?
Do you always wear a shirt to sleep?
No, I wasn't. This is what I was wearing as the comfy shirt before I went to bed.
I got you.
And then I just threw it back on when I woke up this morning and was running around doing my rat killing. I'm sorry. I'm taking up the now trending time. I shouldn't be doing that. This is more important, the now trending.
Is it more important? We don't know.
I don't know if important is the right word, but it is some things we do talk about during now trending. Some of the top stories today. Diddy is getting sentenced, so everybody's kind of holding their breath, seeing how many months, if any, that the diddler is going to have to serve in federal prison. Prosecution wants him in jail for years. The defense says, no, he should be out in 11 or 12 months, something like that. So we'll see. I don't know. A lot of anticipation around this.
Yeah. Did he?
I hope he never gets out.
Did he or didn't he?
So Diddy in the news this week. John Bon Jovi is selling his Nashville bar. And apparently it's got quite the price tag, $130 million for this bar that is in one of the hot spots in Nashville. It's down there on that Broadway, right?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I was just about to say, I don't know where John Bon Jovi's bar is.
They said it's called Lower Broadway.
Yeah, it's down there. But is that down close to the stadium, the Nissan Stadium? I'm not sure. But every musician in Nashville has a bar now, if you're a big name musician. And I don't know how long his has been there. Maybe he got one back when he was doing some crossover stuff with that one of those country women singers years ago.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. It's a little much for me. I don't like going. And when we go visit my daughter, we don't go to the Broadway area.
Too cool for that.
Yeah. And no, it's just a mess. It's just like, you know, walking into like vacation hell.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's not fun like it used to be.
I mean, I still love it, but.
Yeah.
Of course. But then again, I don't live there. I mean,
yeah, since my daughter lives there, she knows so many fun places that aren't on Broadway, where local people hang out and stuff.
Yeah.
And we just let her take us on a tour.
Sure.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be the point person when you're in a new town or you have guests visiting. You can kind of show them around your town. That's always fun.
Yeah. So. When Jody and I lived in Huntsville, Alabama, every time, I mean, people were visiting us from Louisiana all the time, different family members and stuff. And we always planned the little visitation for them by Huntsville is exactly in the middle between Birmingham and Nashville.
Oh,
it's a halfway point. So we would hit both. Like one, it's an hour and a half south to Birmingham, an hour and a half north to Nashville. So we would take them to both ultimately if they were there for a few days.
Love that.
Was it where their eyes opened big? Like, oh my gosh, this is the big city. This is what life is could be like for us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were scared to death.
They were scared.
Terrified.
We've got more next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Hey, I have a show and tell item coming up in the next hour. You don't want to miss that. Show and tell for all of you viewers, not just listeners, but the viewers.
I love show and tell.
Whoa, it's going to be a jam-packed hour. We're going to start with the week in review, yep. And then we've got show and tell. Lindsay, yep. What are you bringing to the table in the next hour?
I do have crazy au pair stories.
Crazy au pair stories, that's right. Yeah. Not her au pairs, but
no.
Other people au pairs.
Yeah.
Nannies, that's a crazy word for nanny, for people crazy. Who don't know.
Crazy that's nanny weird. Stories.
There you go.
And okay, I don't have good. To bring that. That was just.
No, you got to bring. Damn.
Well, that's all I have. So that's all I have today. Oh, I do have a story about yesterday. What happened yesterday?
Okay.
At the kids' school.
All right. Get ready for that. Lindsay's got a story from yesterday about what happened. That is going to be a jam-packed hour, and you don't want to be anywhere else but right where you are listening mm-hmm. to this show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here's the question. What does TJ have in common with Barack Obama? Well, it turns out a lot. They apparently, both TJ and Barack Obama are married to women who can't stand some of their eating habits. We know that Jody finds TJ's gum chewing very obnoxious. She says he looks cocky when he's chewing gum. What else does she say about it? It's just that you're cocky, right?
Well, then when I drink something, it's really loud. You enjoying that water?
Yeah. He shared that for years that she's got that complaint. Well, imagine my surprise this week when Michelle Obama is on her podcast and the opening line of it is that when he starts chewing his food, I just want to smack him in the head. That's what she said. He's the former president of the United States. It's not often you hear a former first lady speak that way about a president. So it turns out, yeah, she's doing the same thing as Jody's doing. She can't stand the way he eats.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to believe.
That is.
Yeah, but the difference is that I know Jody deep down really loves me.
Whoa. What are you saying? You don't think Michelle Obama is in love with Barack?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Hot take.
Yeah, I don't.
And why do you say that?
Yeah.
And I don't think he really loves her either.
Okay.
And it's nothing political about it. It's not my opinion of this is not coming from a political standpoint. It's just that I truly believe that both of them are clinical narcissists.
Really?
Yeah. And so if they are, then they don't have the ability to really love or care about anything other than themselves.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. I did not expect that answer. I thought you were going to say like, I don't know. I didn't know what you were going to say, but it was not that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, if do you think Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are in love?
No.
Oh, that's yeah.
No,
that's
not
tough at all. One, right?
Yeah. And that is maybe along the same lines, but it's also because she is so insufferable.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I disagree with Bill Clinton's political ways and all of that kind of stuff, he's a likable guy. He can be a likable guy. There's nothing that she ever does that even her biggest supporters would say, you know what? I really like that Hillary.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just so off-putting.
Oh, she's terrible.
Yeah. It's mean. She's just mean.
Well, listen, I thought you might have had something in common with Barack Obama, but maybe not. Maybe not. But the complaint is the same.
Yeah.
The complaint is definitely the same.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Everybody is thrilled that it is Friday. Friday. Got to get down on Friday. And not just because we're going into the weekend and having fun. It's because today is the day that we get the Riggins Week in Review song. Oh, my goodness. Boop, boop. And look at that. Riggins got his little guitar and he's ready to go.
Love that.
Singing about all the things that happened behind the scenes of the show this week and what has happened in pop culture. So, Riggins, the Week in Review song, hit it.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. We're officially in spooky season, bringing the ghosts and colorful candies. But the scariest thing I've seen are those skid marks in Lindsay's panties.
Ew. Disgusting.
You know, I'm not really scared of ghosts or zombies that'll eat your brain. No, my absolute greatest fear, having diarrhea while I'm on a plane. Yeah. The entire world is getting scary. I hope this isn't the end of our story, because even the witch from Hansel and Gretel is avoiding candy with red dye 40. It's called the review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Let's see here. If I was a ghost, I wouldn't haunt Jody, the worst person to haunt, without a doubt. She'd say, if you're going to sit there and haunt me, grab a Swiffer and help me out. Yeah. That would be a bad idea, right? If you're a ghost.
Yeah.
Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are divorcing. And I don't know about you, but you know how women cut their hair after a breakup? In his case, guys should do it too.
You always give him such a hard time about his hair.
I can't stand that guy's hair. And he's a handsome guy. I don't understand it. He looks like he should be in a Rascal Flatts cover band.
Yeah.
Like, it's just stupid looking. I don't know.
I agree.
But he's a good looking guy. And I hope they're doing well. And I hope their kids are okay after this. But today is National Body Language Day. Well, what does your body say? If my body were speaking a language, it would be Mandarin Chinese Buffet. This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. TJ, how good would a Chinese buffet be right now for you?
I would. How can you say kill it in Chinese? I would kill it.
I know. I was thinking about you when I thought of that line. I said, oh, he would probably love to be at a Chinese buffet. And TJ's still losing a ton of weight. I guess he's leaving his manners behind. Before the show, he said, good morning, fatsos. And I just think that was really unkind. Let's see. Bad Bunny is doing the Super Bowl halftime show. He better start preparing stat. My dad asked an interesting question. He said, who the hell is that? Understandable. And then Diddy's getting sentenced today. That start time is getting near. Someone said the judge should throw the book at him, which is also Lindsay's greatest fear. This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
So good. So very good.
Thank you. Lindsay's like, oh my God.
The TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Friday. Love it. Love it.
Woo, 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 woo. Woo, woo. It's that woo, woo. I'm sitting here dancing. I was asking Lindsay the other night. I was like, when was the last time you really got out there and danced? Because she was a dancer. She's a professional dancer. She's the only professional dancer I've ever known.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, yeah, I'm past that. I was like, how do you get past that? If I had a skill like that, I'd be doing it forever.
Well, I do alumni games.
Yeah, you still do the alumni games, and there's opportunities for you to get out there and bust a move.
It's not the same, obviously, but
sure.
I try to bust a kneecap, at least.
If I could really dance, you're right, Riggins. Anytime a song came on and I was in front of people, I would show it off.
Yeah.
I really would.
I totally agree. We were just talking about dancing and guys learning how to dance and stuff like that. But
we're talking about you learning how to dance.
Me? TJ? Oh, no, it was about TJ. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was, remember when you asked me to teach you that TikTok dance and I kind of thought you were serious, but I think you were just joking and I was like excited.
This is such an advanced kind of dance that I would never be able to. I said, teach Jody and me this dance.
Yeah. And I was serious.
Yeah, she said, yeah, I can teach you that. I'm like, okay.
You're like, yeah, right. Yeah. It got too real for a second. You're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was talking to TJ's wife, Jody, on the phone yesterday. We had some business to take care of. She told me a really funny story. But if you Head out to Lily and Grace this Saturday. It's their fifth anniversary. It's in Mooresville, North Carolina. Really cute boutique. They've got 40% off fall decor and stuff like that. Jody's going to be out there. And that happens on Saturday at Lily and Grace in Mooresville, North Carolina. But while I was on the phone with her, I said, I just want to check in, you know, how did the move go and everything? And she said, fine. I said, did you get all your store, you put your things in your storage unit? And she said, I did. And I monitored the whole thing. TJ, I didn't realize that she was actually watching the guys put the stuff into the storage unit because she wanted to know everything that was going in there. And they actually set out a lawn chair for her.
Yeah.
So she could just sit there and watch, sort of like The Godfather.
Right. Because, you know, she was with them the whole time and you know, she was feeding them and the whole thing. And when they were packing up the truck and she had everything and it was all labeled and this pile goes to storage, this goes to the new house and, you know, all of that. And so it didn't take them long to figure out, you know, what her personality is. And yeah. So they got into that storage unit and it's one of those indoor things. And they just set one of the chairs that was going into the storage. They set it up and said, you just sit, relax, watch us from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you call setting up healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
You can stay here, but you need to be like right over there.
Yeah.
Just enough out of the way that I'm not surprised by that at all.
Yeah. And then whenever I had to go over there with her to take something, that we decided didn't need to be at the house, but needed to be in storage. We went up to the thing and she rolled that door open and she knew exactly what was what, where it was. This is my little walk path. And it goes to this part of the building and it's not that big.
Yeah.
She wanted to make sure that if she did decide she needed something, she could go lay her hands on it.
I love that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's hot. What's in there? A lot of Christmas stuff?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know.
I know we got to take a break, but if I went into how many Christmas decorations we've got, we'd be here all day.
Yeah.
Good Lord. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video. Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Lindsay has had to step away from the show. She's got mom things to do. It's not your typical like mom stuff because she has to, in commercial breaks and sometimes she'll have to walk away from the show for a minute to go do her daughter's bangs for school.
Yeah.
And it's usually not a big deal, but today she said her daughter's crying and giving Kyle, her husband, a fit about it. So she said, I don't know when I'll be back.
Yeah, she definitely, this was not a normal, like, oh, kids crying in the living room. This was, she seemed stressed out when she had to walk out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bless.
Yeah, and those were her words.
We've already had to hear this morning about how hard she has it.
Oh, that was amazing. That was amazing. I loved it. I love it.
So if... Yeah, you can. What we've done is we've left her her camera on from her home studio. If you want to go later and see what happens when she walks back in the room, she may just hit the door cussing. So we may need to be ready on the edit button there, the delay button.
Yeah, I get that.
If she comes in cussing, but we've left her microphone on and her camera on just to see what happens when she comes back in the door. But in the meantime, I have show and tell.
Okay.
Show and tell for our people viewing on YouTube and the like. If you want to watch the show and you just go to tjriggins.com and it'll take you wherever you know, YouTube, Spotify, all that stuff. Like and subscribe, please. Okay. While we were unpacking the other day, I found something that I have that I've always been afraid to display it. Because I don't want people thinking that I'm being bougie or that I'm faking being bougie. Okay. But it's this cigar box.
Ooh, look at that thing.
Now, this is it's not a humidor. This is a cigar box that, a bunch of cigars were in. And they're very expensive cigars. Okay, they're called Fuente Opus X.
Oh, yeah.
So this box of cigars, if you bought it, would probably cost around $1,000.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Depending on what the market is at the time. But this, my friend Mark from Via Mark Advertising is a cigar guy. He smokes multiple cigars a day. Now, when I smoke cigars, I started smoking cigars in the 90s when it became a craze, you know, and then I got Ace interested in cigars and we would smoke them every now and then. And then I got to where I didn't smoke at all. And then he would smoke them every like one a day. Sitting on his tailgate. Remember, you used to pick on him being a redneck, sitting on his tailgate, smoking a cigar. But Mark smokes them all the time. And he was at my house one time. He had stopped to spend the weekend with us. And he left this box here. He had finished it off. And so I said, well, I'll keep that. That's a cool box. But I didn't keep it as to say, look at me. I got an expensive box of cigars. Because I didn't buy this. I don't actually like Fuente Opus X.
Okay.
I like a more mild bodied cigar, medium body. These are full body cigars. But I don't put it out in case anybody comes along and goes, oh, look at you, Mr. Big Shot. You know. Yeah. Or look at you faking being a big shot. You know you didn't buy that box of cigars.
Yeah, you just put black and milds in them or something.
Yeah. Actually, what I had in it was fingernail clippers and stuff. So yeah, bougie, I really am.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Riggins, I didn't tell you this good feeling that I have. You know, usually I'm a little bit of a naysayer. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
Nope.
I'm not exactly a life's cheerleader.
Yeah.
I always chalk it up to being a realist, you know. I'm not a negative person. I'm just a realist. Mm-hmm. But I could be wrong, but I have a feeling that my night show that I do is starting to grow a little bit in popularity.
Nice.
And the way that I'm getting those feelings is that before I even come on the air, and if you don't know, I talk about this all the time, so I feel like I talk about it too much on this show, but I do a talk show on the news talk station in Charlotte that starts at 7 every night, goes 7 to 9. And the reason I think it's growing in popularity is because when the guy that's before me goes off, I'll give you the technical aspect of it. At 6:58 and 30 seconds, he ends his show, and then things play that identify the station and introduce the news, and then there's a news break at the top of there. So I don't really come on the air talking until about 7:04. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So lately, when he goes off and the news is playing and everything, the phone to my show, the phone lines are already ringing and people on hold. And the text line into the studio is already starting to blink, boom, 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 with these messages coming in of people insulting me and calling me names before I even start.
I don't believe that, but
I swear. And I wish I could show you the, I guess I could give you my login information to get into what you can read the texts that come into the studio.
Oh, please. I would love to see those.
It's just immediately, as soon as he goes off, these people just start in just like hammer, boom, 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 boom. Calling me the most vile names and trying to insult me and all that. And I guess they're just trying to get me to shut up before I even get started.
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to complain? The guy hadn't even gotten on the radio yet. What is there to complain about?
Yeah, I guess they know that, you know, it won't be but a minute, and they just want to go ahead and get in line because they know that I'm going to say something that upsets them or makes them mad or whatever. But that is a sign, because it used to not happen when I first started. That I mean, that's just now started happening that way. I mean, I've gotten mean, insulting calls all the time, you know, since I've been doing it, but not to be, you know, that anxious to, you know, come at me.
Yeah. Is that exciting for you at all? Like, do you get like a little high off of that?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And I laugh at them.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, but I want to read those text messages. I gotta get my eyes on some of those text messages.
And some of them are written so poorly.
I'm sure.
You can imagine. I mean, calling me every name in the book, and, you know, from, you know, calling me names about the way my principles are, like, you know, the vile names, and then are calling me fat A and, you know, all kinds of stuff. It's hilarious.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yay, 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 yay. Okay, so Lindsay promised us content, which she never does. So what are the crazy au pair story that you have?
Okay.
Nanny story.
So I get the tea on everything au pair because my neighbor has one. Mm-hmm. So they've been through quite a few. Well, this one in particular from Italy, she's, you know, they're here on a visa or whatever. Like, yeah, a working visa. Mm-hmm. So lived in the basement, which had an outdoor door that you could come in and out of. Like, she didn't have to go through the house to get in and out. Well, she ended up meeting this guy that lived in Columbia, South Carolina, which is like, I don't know, 2 hours from here. What is it? Hour and a half.
Yeah.
So hour and a half.
Our second home, Columbia. Yes.
Right. So she met a guy there, and she... The rules are you cannot bring a guy to the house that you're appearing for. You can go to his house if you have a day off or whatever. Well, she would sneak the boy in, you know, through the back door, and my friend would not know. This went on for 3 months. He would sneak in at night and he would leave during the day. Well, I guess he was leaving things. So while my friend was downstairs, like, cleaning up, she would see, like, this guy's stuff. Like, where's this guy coming from? Now, a pair would be lying. Like, oh, I picked this pair of boxers up, you know, so whatever. She'd try to lie about it, but it wasn't great. So she ended up finding out. But so the au pair got mad and said, I quit. I'm in love, whatever. Moved out. Moved in with him, Columbia, South Carolina. Well, then her visa ran out, right? Mm-hmm. She had to go back to Italy. And he, the same day she flew back, he sent her a text and said, you know what? This isn't going to work out.
Of course.
Yeah. But it's just like when they come over here, they don't know the way, the society, the way of, the, you know, it's like, mm-hmm, bless her heart. But
her visa and MasterCard ran out.
That's it. And she burned her bridge with this au pair company because they're the ones that have to monitor what happens and what goes on. And you give reviews if she's going to get hired again. She's not.
Yeah. The agency kind of thing.
Agency. Yeah.
I want to get me one of those. Sure. And I want an au pair.
Yeah. DJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
After the show today, I mean, if we got anything to do as far as planning or anything like that, we got to get moving on it. I got to get finished with work as quickly as possible, because I have to get my closet organized today from the move. You know, Jody's got her little job today. You know, she's going to work at her little job, and she did it yesterday too. So she works 2 days a week. And the reason I know I have to get it done is because, yesterday when she got home and I was just packing up my stuff, I finished show prep for my other job and I was heading out, and she was chatting for a second and she goes, "So what'd you get done today?" I said, "Well, I went to, you know, I had to go run those errands. I named the places that I had gone. I had to go to BJ's and, you know, Best Buy and whatever else." She goes, no. "I mean, what'd you get done, you know, at home, you know, getting, you know, your stuff together and organized and unpacked and everything?" I said, "Well, I broke down all of those boxes. First of all, I froze, like, teacher just asked me for homework that I don't have, you know, that feeling." And then I said, "Oh, I broke down all of those empty boxes in the garage. There were tons of them just piled in the garage. I broke all of those down that you wanted me to do." She goes, "Oh yeah, that is a big help." Okay. It was when I got home, she said, "I put together those drawers for you for your closet so you can work on that tomorrow." And, you know, most of the time I would say, well, the fact that I'm still working two jobs means, I mean, that's what I got accomplished, but I can't do that because she can just come right back and say, "Well, I've done this and this and this and this. I've managed to get this and this and this and this done." So I have no leg to stand on because she's doing all of it.
Well, but we know that she's going to do that, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when she, when I get home tonight, after she's been working her full hours today at her little job, before I go to bed, I'm going to say, "So what'd you get accomplished today?"
Yeah.
But then I'd probably be hit with a long list of things. Before I went to work, I did this and I put this together and I packed that, unpacked that. So it may not behoove me to do that.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is apps.
And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yes. Getting ready for that weekend. Do your thing, Riggins. Do your thing.
There is a story in the news this week, and I hope it's not true, but they say Portia de Rossi is looking to get a little bit of space from Ellen DeGeneres.
We knew it would happen.
I mean, I think Ellen is probably difficult to live with. That's just my personal opinion. Based on what we know about the people that have spoken out about working on her show, I feel like she's a handful. Mm-hmm. But they've been married since 2008. They moved out of the country when the president was elected. I mean, they're in this together, you know? You're moving you're moving to a different country. So I feel like I thought they were in it for the long haul, but these reports say otherwise.
But it may be that she just needs space from her, like legitimately, because they are in a foreign country and they're probably forced to spend every minute together.
Yep.
You know, because they don't know the surrounding, they don't know the people, I'm guessing they don't have friends that they can just jump and go hang out with. I'm going to go see, you know, Rhonda.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later, Ellen, and then go see Rhonda. Right. I just probably sick of each other.
Yeah. Yeah, you do all these things together and then you move to it. You're exactly right. They're unfamiliar with the culture maybe, and they don't have as many friends. So, but Ellen's
who's working?
Right.
Ellen's not working. If you had to take some space away from your partner in a foreign country, do you want to go come back to America to do that?
No, I wouldn't want to be that far away from Jody if we, I just needed a little quiet time or a little bit of a break because we were on each other's nerves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I were in a foreign land, I'd stay in the country.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fly anywhere.
And I would be just fine in a foreign country by myself.
You would?
Yes. I would. I mean, a bougie country. Like what, where are they?
They're in London, I think outside of London.
Oh, I don't know about that. Mm. I was thinking of like the hills of Italy or something.
Or say an island, you know, like the Virgin Islands or something.
Yeah, something like
that.
You'd
be okay there.
Yeah, or like Lake Como, you know, like I'd be fine at a bougie spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is the place that everybody was going to? It was so popular a couple of years ago. All the influencers were going to Tulum or.
Yeah. Maldives, you know, wherever, you know.
Yeah. Myrtle.
Myrtle Beach.
Hi, I'm Portia DeRossi here from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's a great place. I would love to see Portia out there on the beaches.
Yeah.
Love to see it, but I hope they figure things out. That's not good. You don't want to be split up like that. There is a trend that has gone viral. It's very dangerous for kids. You need to know about it. I'll tell you next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yes. Ooh, we are almost to the weekend. I know I keep saying that. I don't know why I got to work all weekend. It's not like I'm getting a fun weekend. Anyway.
Are you working all weekend?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, don't try this new trend. TJ, I don't know if you're familiar. There's a movie on Netflix called K-Pop Demon Hunters. You've probably heard of that, right?
Yeah. It's my favorite show.
It is. It's one of TJ's favorites. It's this animated movie that Netflix is saying is the most viewed Netflix movie ever. Now, they do throw out that accolade a lot, but go ahead, Lindsay.
I'll give you two guesses what my daughter's going to be for Halloween.
Yeah. She's a lot of kids are way into this.
Yeah.
And it's
ponytail, the whole thing.
Well, there's a new trend that's based on K-pop demon hunters. Emergency room technicians are saying they're seeing at least 2 to 3 kids come in per week with burns on their face from trying to eat ramen, instant noodles that you make in the microwave. Apparently, there's a scene in this movie where they're slurping up the ramen and these kids who are unfamiliar with how to make it pop it in the microwave. And since the microwave is up high, they go to pull it out. They get boiling hot water on their face and they ended up in the emergency room. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I know what scene you're talking about and that's stupid. I mean, I don't know. Cause I mean, why is this movie influencing them to.
They like the movie. So they're trying to emulate what they see on the screen. I think the problem is American kids don't know a lot about ramen and stuff like that. So
really?
Right. Oh, and then that's what I was about to say. The problem is that American kids don't need to be exposed to things that are going to make them think that anything foreign is better than American.
Okay. That's it.
American kids don't need to be all enthralled in foreign TV shows.
I get that. It's culture. Yeah. And it's like I would say anime.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's weird. And my daughter loves it.
I mean, we need to be teaching our kids that everything American is what they need to be doing. And interesting, because everything American is good for them.
It actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah. They just don't have a lot of experience with hot, you know, burning noodles and it's ended up on their face. Maybe, you're saying like maybe stick with hamburgers and French fries if they want to.
Well, just stop watching foreign shows.
Yeah.
That one thing and listen to foreign singers and all.
I would say the soundtrack is amazing. It is. It's really good.
Yeah. All right, let's go. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.